National attention will be given to the state as Louisiana's Republican presidential primary occurs Saturday. Joining me for an analysis as campaigns visit the state this week is ULM political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks for taking a moment to share on the race.
Thank you very much, Bob.
How rare is it that states are receiving such a large degree of attention this late in a primary campaign?
In the modern presidential campaign age, this is actually pretty rare. I mean, in recent years, in recent cycles, I should say, campaigns are lasting 8, 9, 10 weeks. And this has stretched on much longer than that. I mean, people forget this thing started at the very first week of January. In fact, you know, 4 years ago when Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama had to fight it out, that was one of the longest ones we'd seen in multiple decades. This is rare, but this is nice for Louisiana. We're getting a rare opportunity to see some presidential candidates and speak with them and hear them and get a little bit of love and a little bit of attention.
Following the Super Tuesday split, how did campaign strategies change at that point? Who really benefited the most?
Well, Rick Santorum realized that his base was conservatives, and he really needed to focus on those conservatives. And so he invested more of his resources in these upcoming Southern primaries.
Right.
So he spent a lot of time and attention in Tennessee, Oklahoma. He has spent a lot more time in Louisiana than some of his rivals. So he knows those Southern bases have a good percentage of those conservative voters. Romney realized that he's just not going to get the conservative vote. Those voters are going to go to Santorum or Gingrich. But as long as Gingrich and Santorum are in the race, those voters are going to keep splitting between the two. Mm-hmm. So that'll allow, even if he only gets 35, 37, 40%, that's enough to create victory in these states.
This Saturday, Louisiana decides, and recent polls suggest Rick Santorum has the lead going into the contest. Any real movement anticipated by the other candidates as Saturday approaches?
No, I don't really see a lot of movement. If anything, Gingrich might pick up a percentage point here and there because him and his wife have spent considerable time and attention in Louisiana. So I think Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich are definitely going to be the two front runners, the two to beat. Mitt Romney would probably be better served spending his time and attention elsewhere. For example, Pennsylvania. I know that Pennsylvania is Rick Santorum's home state, but Pennsylvania has a lot of delegates. How exciting would it be for Mitt Romney to be able to say to the nation, I went to Pennsylvania and I beat Rick Santorum on his own turf. Let's put to rest all these crazy discussions of brokered conventions. It's my nomination. I will be the nominee. Let's move on, unite as a party, and focus on defeating Barack Obama in November.
As the Republican side looks towards moving towards that nomination, is there any indication or sense that a candidate may suspend their campaign should they finish poorly in Louisiana?
There are no indications right now, but let's be honest. Let's say that Newt Gingrich finishes second or third again in a Southern state. That just does not bode well. There is no way mathematically that Gingrich can catch up. There's no base, there's no state left for him to substantially catch on. But you won't hear Newt Gingrich say that because he can't say that. The very second that he puts out the idea that he's thinking about suspension, he loses so many votes. People saying, well, if he's thinking about it, why should I support him? You know, I want my vote to be taken seriously for a serious candidate.
Right.
So right now, the face of Santorum and the face of Gingrich are going to be, I'm in till the end, I'm in till the end. But if Gingrich finishes poorly in Louisiana, I would think he's going to seriously consider having to drop out.
Dr. Joshua Stockley, professor of political science at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.